Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome this morning. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is Friday morning, September 2nd. And Carl and Linda are off on assignment this morning. So this is Trish Clark. You get me 2 days in a row, and we're going to have a visit with a Haven Humane first this morning and our pet of the week, and then we're going to have a little open time. And so start thinking of those questions and things that are just burning a hole in your mind that you want to talk about, and give me a call at the next break, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. It's warm already in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 105, a low this evening of 69. And on Saturday, now it's come down. It says a high of 101, Saturday night, 71. On Sunday, 106, a low of 72. On Labor Day, 108, and Monday night, a low of 77. On Tuesday, a high of 108. They're talking about severe weather through the weekend and heat wave warnings. Be very careful. There's some wind coming up today, they say, which can just be very deadly and cause all kinds of disruptions, not the least of which are, the wind and the very dry climate. So watch out for fire, and please pay attention to what you're doing out there. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. So it is Friday morning, and we have this very vivacious animal across from us. Bambino is here, and Katrina from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so tell us about this baby.
Yeah, so as you can see, he's very exuberant. So Bambino, we think he's about 5 years old. He's like a little tan and white pit mix. He's a super sweet boy, definitely a very high-energy boy who wants to go out and play all day. Bambino actually came to us from a home where they actually weren't treating him very well, unfortunately. So he's with us now, and he's looking for his forever family that's going to have a lot of patience with him and just a ton of love.
Do you think he'd mix well with family and kids and...
I think he would do just fine with kids. He's very nice. He is kind of rambunctious, so I know if you have, like, really young kids, he might knock them over, but he's a very friendly dog.
Okay. So how long has he been with Avon?
He's been with us a little over a month.
Okay. You know, I wonder, because I do this on Fridays, and I always see these animals come in, how many of them get adopted through this program?
Definitely some do. I'd say it's a pretty good amount.
You know, I think that there's such a... I hate to see the animals without their forever home, and we want to take every opportunity to place them well, because they need to be in an environment that they thrive.
Exactly.
What other things are going on at Haven that encourage people to get involved with the animal population?
Yeah, so right now we're still running our summer promotion. Which is all of our adult dog and cat adoption fees are only $25. Typically an adult dog adoption fee would be $75. So definitely a bit of a discount there. And what you're getting with that $25 is getting you a fully vetted animal, so spayed and neutered, microchipped, rabies vaccine, heartworm test, the whole shebang. So definitely if you're looking for a new friend, now is the time to come on down and check us out.
Well, and that's a good opportunity, because we found that, and I think maybe I even heard Mark talk about this the last time he was on the show, that because of a lot of people being home during the pandemic, and with a lot of people down, there was a lot of people who adopted animals, and now things are kind of going back to normal, and your shelter's pretty full.
Yes, we are definitely very full right now.
The other thing that I continue to see is the complaints about the cat population, that's booming again. And is that, do we seem to have more cats available?
We definitely, we've been in the throes of kitten season, so we've definitely been seeing a lot of kittens for sure. And we are seeing a lot of adult cats. I would say we're not as full of cats as we are of dogs right now. Sorry, you just jumped up on my back.
Yeah, Gambino's just really kind of giving you a workout over there. He's
he's like, why are you talking about cats?
Not me. I'm here, and you're not. He's so pretty. He really is.
He is. But yeah, we definitely do see a lot of cats though as well.
Well, and from a, I love animals, but. Other people's cats are a whole lot more pleasant than all the neighborhood cats. And I unfortunately have had some instances in the neighborhood I live in over the few years that people have had a lot to do with feral cats. And,
oh, okay.
They can be a real problem if they're not your animals and they're just roaming the neighborhood. What kind of recommendations do you give people about, how to deal with that situation in a neighborhood? Any ideas?
Well, definitely, I'd say discouraging, feeding the feral colonies and that sort of thing. If you can find, like, a trap-neuter-release program, that's usually the best bet.
And is that available at Haven Humane?
It was. We lost our vet at the beginning of the year, which I think a lot of people are aware of at this point. And we did just hire a new vet, but we've gone, 8 months without any of those programs available. So we are trying to get back up and running to where we used to be. We're just not quite there yet.
Yeah, perhaps that would be a good thing for a neighborhood to take on. I know years ago, at one time, we had a terrible problem, and my husband and the gentleman behind us were trapping cats. And I know that at that point, Bob would take them down to the Anderson Police Department because they still had their animal control division. That's not available now. If you have animal problems in Shasta County, who do you call?
It kind of just depends on the jurisdiction, honestly. It just depends on where you're at. It just very much depends.
Is the unincorporated area, is that still a Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and then Haven does Redding and Anderson?
Yeah, so Haven does City of Redding and City of Anderson.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I reach out to all of you out there and tell you that he's gotten accustomed now. He's kind of saying, okay, well, this is all right for your territory. I'm going to calm down a little bit. Lovely dog. Again, about 5-year-old pit mixed, and available for adoption this morning. Can they call this, and how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, if you want to give us a call, our number is 530-241-1653.
Okay, so call up, and you could get this lovely animal to take home and get him out of the kennel and into your home, and it would make a great addition to your family. Okay, so thank you so much, Katrina, for bringing him in.
Of course, thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KZNR. Shasta Red.
All right. Perfect.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Well, welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And this is truly live radio this morning. Nathan and I are here by ourselves. We had a few glitches, right? Good morning, Nathan. We kind of had a little bit of where are we going this morning, neither one of us being that familiar with what's happening when something changes. But we've managed to get through that first little segment in Haven Humane. And so what national day is it, Nathan?
It's National Chianti Day.
Oh, that works right into my morning.
Right?
Absolutely. That's a good one. This portion of the show is brought to us by Alaska Airlines, and I'm kind of excited about all the news that's coming out about Alaska Airlines, because you can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays, with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book directly with AveloAir.com. You can fly from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airs with one-stop jet anywhere in the world. So there's a lot of opportunities opening up out at the airport, and that's good news for all of us. You know, we had, I said we're going to have some open time here from now till 8 o'clock, and hopefully Doug Lamalfa, our congressman, is going to call in at that point. I have a couple of things I'd like to talk about. Doug Junkie and I talked a little bit about some of the bills that are on the governor's desk down in Sacramento. Also, if there's anything that you'd like to talk about or give me a call and discuss, bring up that's bothering you or you just like more information about, put it out to the public, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Some of the bills, the workers' rights bills that are on the governor's desk, I think there's been a lot of talk about the Fast Food Council. and that one of those bills, AB 257, would create a fast food council responsible for negotiating standard for wages, hours, and working conditions for the entire industry. You know, for me, I have a hard time. Fast food workers, those kinds of things, I guess I go back to when those were entry-level jobs that our younger people took, and they were, I still have a hard time in my mind getting myself around that, so I'm going to make a living for the rest of my life to support my family. That's while they're going to college, while they're getting established in life, starting out. And then you increase your education, your opportunities, get established, and move on to a more productive lifestyle, if you will. It just never seemed like those were meant to be, this is how I support myself and my family. Another one that's on that is Assembly Bill 2183. This would give farm workers the option to vote by mail in union elections. And again, farm workers, I guess I'm not paying attention, but I didn't realize they were all unionized. Assembly Bill 2847 would provide unemployment insurance benefits to workers who are not currently eligible due to their immigration status. So when I hear that, I think that, okay, now not only are we not a citizen, we're not working, and because we're not a citizen, we get unemployment as well as all the other perks. There's something just wrong about the whole picture of people in this country that are not citizens of the United States and the ease that the state of California continues to try to make them live a life without becoming an American citizen and infiltrating and coming into the system. I guess I'm old school in that I remember when people immigrated to the United States, and they became Americans. They moved in and took ownership of this country and became a citizen. We're making it far too easy for all these people when they come in to not identify, get involved, become an American, go out of the way. They can burn our flags. They can do anything they want to. They don't have to become a part of what's happening. And yet we continue to give them stuff and encourage them to be here. I just have a hard time with all of that. And I don't know. How do you feel about that? It seems to me we probably don't have as much of an issue with that in Shasta County as they do in other places. But I don't know. I've been reading about the Texas governor who I love what he's doing with the Texas governor Greg Abbott. He's expanding the state's busing strategy to a third so-called sanctuary city. You know, we've had a lot of these democratically run sanctuary cities throughout the United States, some of them in California, unfortunately, and across the United States that have said, we're open. We are just open to providing all of these things for these citizens. The city cannot legally deny taxpayer-funded services to individuals based on their citizenship. According to a report, Chicago is the third most dangerous sanctuary community in America. But the governor is on record there of saying, oh, they can come and they can have everything. So, I understand she's not exactly excited about the fact that Governor Abbott dumped the first load of, immigrants into Chicago on Thursday, on Wednesday, and said, you know, hey, we're being inundated down here. You think this is such a great idea, don't want to support doing anything about closing the border, so we're going to share. And so he's sends them now to New York and to Washington, D.C., and he's going to Chicago. I think that's a really good idea, and maybe start to make a point to some of these Democrats that we can't be a country if we don't have a border. So maybe we need to start thinking about that. Unfortunately, we live in a state that maybe the next target for Governor Abbott, that maybe he'll start moving them up into the North State. I hope not, because we share a border with Mexico as well, and so we already get our fair share of them coming into this country without any help from Governor Abbott. But it's, I think it's interesting specifically that their tune is changing a bit from what they've said. The mayor's office said it has not responded officially to the comments, but she's not happy about it, is what I understand. Those communities generally refuse to cooperate with immigration and custom enforcement officials to detain and remove dangerous criminal aliens. In 2020, Lightfoot signed an executive order making illegal aliens eligible for all city benefits, and a city ordinance prohibiting city officials from cooperating with ICE to detain illegal aliens, even if the alien is in the city's gang database or is facing criminal charges. You know, we've had a lot of incidents, and I'm not good with names, so I can't remember all the people that have been impacted, but where we've had these illegal aliens who have really wreaked havoc, committed murder, done all kinds of things. I'm not suggesting for one minute that I'm against immigration, but I think it needs to be done in the proper manner. And I also would firmly commit to the fact that our immigration system needs to be overhauled a bit, that the people who truly are trying to come into this country in a safe and sane manner, it's not always easy. I remember I have two or three good friends that when I was when Congressman Wally Herger was in office and I was on the Board of Supervisors, we worked to get some of these people that through the immigration system who were coming in legally and going through the process. One good friend was from Germany and had been in the country for a while and was trying to go through the process to become a legal citizen. It was very onerous. Several trips to San Francisco, a lot of paperwork and tracking of this and that, and she was married to an American citizen. But it was strenuous and it took a long time. That should not be. If someone comes through the proper system, that should be an easier process, and we should make it easier for them to come in and become a contributing, assimilated citizen in the United States. But on a daily basis, we've got thousands coming across the border, some of which are checking in, some of them are not, and we're not doing anything with them. We're not even suggesting for a minute that they are even doing their health screenings, or a lot of them just come across with no issues whatsoever. We were pretty far ahead of that under the Trump administration, because we had put in some things. We were stopping them, slowing down, and they also knew that the welcome mat was not out. And now it's just open season. They come across and they're saying, thank you, Joe Biden, for letting us come into your country, for inviting us. And it's just, it's pretty much chaos on the border. I even heard yesterday, I think that even down in from Cuba, that the influx of people coming across the border has increased tremendously just in the last little bit. So I think Governor DeSantis down there in Florida has probably got a pretty better handle on that than a lot of the governors. But I don't know. What do you think? It's kind of interesting to me that the people that are so open to everybody coming in and having free benefits and everything, their cities seem to be, and the statistics show, that they're the ones that are having most of the problems within their cities, the murder rates, the ones with the tightest gun control laws all seem to be the ones where the biggest crime wave's going. Chicago's a perfect example, although I will say a couple of months back, a couple of friends and I actually went to Chicago, and it's the first time I'd been there. I am aware that there probably are some issues in that city, but we didn't see any of them. The places where we were, I found it to be a remarkably beautiful city. The skyline in Chicago is incredible, so much different than like New York City, where you see a patch of sky from time to time because of all of the tall buildings, and that's not true in Chicago. They have a beautiful skyline and lots of blue sky, and it truly is I will say, the Windy City. It was cold when we were there, but it was a great trip, and such a shame to allow the undercurrent and the homeless problem and all the things, the crime wave that's going through there. It seems like we need to just start enforcing the laws that we have. This portion of the show has been brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. You get only TV's only two-year price guarantee, so don't call the 800 number. Call your local dealer, B&T Satellite. 24-month early termination fee and e-auto pay. Other restrictions apply. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. Boy, that minute went by really quickly. 1460 AM, your talk radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. It is Friday, September 2nd. Looking forward to the long Labor Day weekend. I know people got a lot of stuff planned out there. Mark on your calendar and remember that I'll probably remind you this a couple of times. If you're out hanging around and got guests this weekend, you can come on down to the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson on Sunday and join us for breakfast. We give a great variety of food. You can get pancakes, sausage, and eggs, or you get French toast, or biscuits and gravy, and it's homemade scratch gravy. It's very good, I'm told. So come on down and join us between 8 and 11. It's one of our nice fundraisers to keep the center open down there. You know, Frontier Senior Center in Anderson's been there, can you believe, 26 years now. That's one of the good things, and it's really, we're coming back strong. After the time with all the closures, and we were forced to close down for a little while like everything else, but it's open and active, and there's, you know, a lot of stuff going on. We've got a great exercise class going. They do line dancing. Got some cards, a great Pinnacle group that plays two or three times a week. Of course, you can always get the meal. Not the congregate meals like, the centers did for so many years, I think, with the changes in a lot of the senior programs, and that's a topic for a whole show. Over the years, you know, Dignity Health has changed Shasta Senior Nutrition and Golden Umbrella. It's all now under one thing, and the congregate meals are not anymore. If you can still get a meal, you call a certain number, and then you get on a list, and you can come and pick it up at the Frontier Senior Center. Or you can have it delivered at home, but they're packaged meals, and that still is available for those that in the South County that need lunches. But there's other things going on down there. Like I say, they have the very active exercise class, card group. I think there's Bible study still of the ladies that make the beautiful quilts, and we've always got a quilt available, a beautiful quilt that's being raffled off. I think next week, so that'd be your last chance probably to get some tickets for that quilt. And then we've got another beautiful one coming. You know, that's this group of ladies that they just like to quilt. So they come in and they make these beautiful quilts. If you have, I know a lot of people have tops that their grandparents made or they put together and they'd like to have them quilted, put together. You can bring them down there. The ladies will do that, and whatever they charge is a donation back to the senior center. We to update everybody on the center down there, we're a little different than most of the senior facilities in the state of California or any place else, is that we're totally standalone. We're owned by a nonprofit that's made up of seniors. We don't have any government funding. We operate through donations and through our thrift store over at ETC, over on East Center Street. And all of those lovely ladies over there and gentlemen are volunteers who work tirelessly through donations that we receive from the community. And all of the profits from ETC in Anderson go to support the Frontier Senior Center. So through that and our fundraisers, and donations from different organizations, which we so truly appreciate on a regular basis, and then we do the community breakfast on the first Sunday of every month, and that's a really good time to get together. We have a whole bunch of community regulars who come in, and it's just an opportunity to sit and have a great breakfast, visit with your friends, see a lot of people. Spend a couple hours, and it's only $8. I mean, you get fruit and juice and all of those things. It's a great breakfast, and a lot of smiley people who are there to volunteer and help serve you that breakfast. So hope to see you. If you haven't been down, good time to try us out. Again, it's going to be a hot weekend, but it's not so hot at 8 o'clock in the morning. So come on down this Sunday and see us down there. And like I said, there's other things. We're also always looking for, right now there's some people who'd love to start playing bridge. We need some more people to get involved in that. So if you're out there and thinking, well, I used to play bridge and I'd like to do that again, give us a call down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. Talk to Janie. The number's down there is 365-3254. And great opportunity to come down, play bridge, play pinochle, get to know some people. On the third Monday of every month, we do a potluck where you bring a dish to serve and then get together. And that's really another good opportunity to mix. I know, you know, your life changes, and sometimes we find that we're all of a sudden thrust into we're alone. Either a spouse has passed away or what have you, and you need to get out and socialize. The history behind the Frontier Senior Center and why I believe it's such an important establishment is because seniors, you need to stay active. It's not always about poor seniors. It's about seniors who can get isolated if they're alone. And so you need to have a reason to get up in the morning and go someplace and do something fun. And so the Frontier Senior Center in South County is that facility for you. That you can meet new people, you can socialize, just go down and have lunch or play some cards. We have a nice library, books that you can bring and a great collection of all kinds of pocketbooks and hardcover books, and you go down and read or just pick up the newsletter there. If you'd like a copy of the newsletter, you can call Janie at, again, 365-3254, and we'll email you the copy of the newsletter or stop by and pick one up. It's a great facility. I'm very involved with it, have been since it was established, again, 26 years ago. And so we invite you to come down there and take part in that. Tuesday nights, they have the dances. I know a lot of the seniors love to dance. I think they're getting back in the swing of that. They've got some great bands, and they do some line dancing. They do all kinds of country western dance, pretty much a mix of everything that I love to the ballroom dancing, and they do a lot of that. So kind of whatever, and go with the crowd of whatever the crowd is wanting to dance to. So invite you to, you know, put that on your calendar and remember on the first Sunday of the month to do that. So the other thing about, you know, one of the things that has changed is in our senior services. For a long time, all of the money from the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act was distributed to the senior population. A few years back, after fighting it for many years, that fund of money designation was switched from seniors to seniors and disabled. Unfortunately, that didn't bode well for the senior population, because now that money is spread over the whole population, and the services for seniors, unfortunately, in Shasta County have really diminished. There was a time when I said that we had some of the best services for seniors anywhere, and I'm on a daily basis finding that that's not so much the truth anymore. It's very difficult to find services for seniors that don't have a big income or a good insurance policy. And that's unfortunate, because I'm always believing that that's the population that other cultures seem to treasure more than we do as Americans sometimes. We forget that this is the generation that formed and made the country we live in, not so much what it is today, thank God. It is changing dramatically. But, I mean, they're the ones that worked hard, came to this country sometimes as immigrants, and now they're at the age where they should be able to enjoy life a little bit. So it's unfortunate that the senior services, in my mind, have deteriorated. They're still out there. There's some really good agencies that still are available and for seniors to get services, but not nearly as many as there used to be. And certainly the nutrition program has suffered dramatically in my state. You know, we used to have 30, 40 people every day, 50 people every day at Senior Center for lunch, and that's just not the case anymore, nor, as I understand it, I think they still have the congregate meals, and I could be wrong, but I think they still have them at the Mercy Campus up in Reading with Shasta Senior Nutrition. But it's not called Shasta Senior Nutrition, it's called Dignity Health. Anyway, so look that up and you can find out. And there still is transportation available. So if you know those numbers, and if you need any of those numbers, feel free to call down to the Frontier Senior Center, again, 365 3254 and tell Janie, you know, you heard about it, and she's very good about giving information about what is available and what's going on. And stop over to the thrift store, ETC. Those ladies over there are friendly and fun, and if you have good usable donated items that you'd like to give, we so appreciate it. As I say, again, they put them out and we sell them, and the profit from that is what goes to keep the doors open. But the ladies over at the senior center are they're so friendly, and they love you to come in and great little bargains and things. It's amazing to me they do as well as they do there, and the prices are so reasonable. And they have really been the backbone of keeping the Frontier Senior Center open, specifically during the few months after we had to close because of the pandemic. And we just decided that we weren't going to see that facility fail, so we opened back up. It's been very successful, so we're happy. We're coming back and got a lot of things going on. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They've been on that property for over 100 years. Not sure they were washing cars, but the family has owned that property. You can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Really a good job. They soft wipe your car, you know, clean it all up when it comes through the washing machine. Very friendly and a good way to start the weekend. Get that car clean before you take off for the weekend. We'll be back after these messages.
Everything's all right. What kind of feeling? I'm high on
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Candidate, and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Back, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can jump into the chat room, KCNR 1460.com, or give us a call at 605-4567. Anybody out there this morning? I'm not hearing from anybody, and you just have to listen to me go on and on here if you don't have something you'd like to talk about. So feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to talk about whatever's on your mind, 605-4567. Reminder that Paisano Days is coming up. It's back in full swing September 16th. And 17th at South City Park. We missed that down at the Anderson River Park. You know, for years and years it was there and a staple down in the South County. I understand why it moved and that's okay, but it's still a good time. They've got the bocce ball courts all set up, the spaghetti feed on Friday night, with pesto sauce or, regular sauce, and you get the salad and bread, and then on, 6 p.m. start of the bocce tournament. They start that, and they've got live music and the swing trio, vendors and crafters. The bocce ball tournament, continues all weekend. They have, lots of food, pasta bowls with meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches. Now there's the deal. That's what keeps me going back, because I have to have my Italian sausage sandwich. It's absolutely wonderful. Good time to be had by all. Great time. And let's hope by then it's decided to stop being hot city and it'd be a little cool off by then. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Veterans helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to the Members Credit Union. Judy is just a delightful person to deal with. Give her a call at 221-0441 about any of your insurance and financial needs. One of the things that you know people are complaining about on a regular basis, that the cost of the increase in grocery bills. I don't know how about you, Nathan, that you go to the grocery store and it's a big shock when you come out the other end. You know, you get a bag of groceries and I used to think, gosh, back in the day, when I bought a bag of groceries, I'd, put $10 in a bag, and now I've got $30 in four items. What happened? I just bought a couple of things. But I was reading an article yesterday that said that, they're really becoming a big problem, and one of the ways that families are, supporting it are the buy now, pay later kind of apps, where like more and more retailers began supporting this option of you can buy the groceries, pay part, and then pay them off over a period of time. Costco, DoorDash, Safeway, and Starbucks. So there's all kinds of apps out there that you don't, and even some of them don't charge interest, but the fines for late payments can be steep. And so I'm wondering, if some of these services aren't gonna, we're gonna catch up with this in a few months and buying groceries, I remember thinking that's like paying for a dead horse. You've already eaten the groceries, they're gone, there's no evidence of, any reward as you're paying this bill and it becomes more difficult. Zip is another service that has grown in popularity amongst American consumers, and the app has reported a 95% rise in the purchase of groceries, with a 64% increase in restaurant purchases. So, users can pay for groceries at just 25% down. Then they pay the remaining 75% across four payments over a six-week period. But there's nothing showing that the groceries prices are going to go down and or that the gas prices are going to go down anytime in the near future. So it seems to me we're just heading for a big crash at some place where all of these bills are going to come due for items we've already consumed, and we're still in need of those items because the ongoing need for groceries and gas isn't going away. So Credit Karma says that the one-third of the people who are using these systems have fallen behind at least one payment, with 72% of those users seeing an impact on their credit score as a result. So, it's been years since paid the credit card debt. I think we all went through that at one point in our life where you were so busy paying the interest on the credit card. Oh gosh, that's a lot of years ago, thank goodness. But when you get into that vicious circle where you've got that interest every month, and when you make your payment, you barely pay anything towards the actual debt, and it's all going towards interest payments. And it's a vicious cycle that you can get into. And I'm fearful that a lot of people are getting into it because it's just real easy to just swipe that card and move on, no pain, no gain. So eventually that chicken comes home to roost, and it's going to be a sad time for a lot of Americans. I think it's not that's not good when we don't have the ability to continue with our payments, and of course the house payments. Rent is going up. The housing thing is leveling out a little, but we're wondering what the Fed's going to do with that interest rate now. Houses are not selling as quickly as they were, but you know, we're in a lot of trouble in this country if you stop and think about it. And I'm not sure that anybody at this point is doing anything to make it any better. A lot of people are impacted by these grocery prices, gas prices, inability to just, you know, what, just to turn that around just a little bit though, there's so many jobs available. And I wonder why there aren't more people who are willing to work. I don't wonder why, but when are we going to make it incumbent upon them? We need to stop giving them everything for free, bottom line, and make it incumbent upon them to get out and get a job to pay for these things. I saw a thing yesterday that said there's already a plan in effect to pay off your debt, your student loans, which this present administration wants to pay for you for, and it's called a job. So perhaps we need to encourage people to solve their own problems a little bit more and stop solving them for them. But I don't know. I found that article interesting that there was that many people charging groceries. I can remember as a child, my father was a long-haul or a truck driver. But he worked the local, delivering local things. But whenever the long-haul drivers would go on strike, he would be off work for a period of time through no fault of his own because they'd closed the dock down. And during those periods, we might reach a point. My mother would go to work at the dry cleaners plant to kind of make a little extra. But we would then start charging groceries down at the little Lincoln store in Twin Falls, Idaho, memory. And I remember my father just thought that was the worst thing because it was like paying for something that's already gone. And it's all right if you're paying off a debt on a new TV set, which you're sitting there watching and enjoying, or you're driving the car, or you're living in the house. But when you're paying for gas and groceries with a credit card, that's really demeaning because it's ongoing. You still have the need for it. And the product is gone. You're not still enjoying any of the above. So, that's depressing. And I'm hoping we can get beyond that a little bit. But price of groceries is going up on a regular basis. Every time you go to the store, there's a new issue. And that brings up the whole subject of what's happening with our food supply across the United States. Day in and day out, we run into this whole issue about a potato plant burning down, this plant being burned down or closed down, or food production. They've got to stop. They've got crops up in Oregon that are now, they can't irrigate, not going to be able to produce those crops. We think groceries are high now. Wow. When we get into, after this next, round of raising, the Fed and the interest rates going higher and gas prices continue to go up, doesn't look like that's going to get any better any sooner than we anticipate. So, what happens next? Where do you go from there? Looks like it's not going to work out so well. So anyway, this portion of the show has been brought to us by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press, 221-0400. They've got a bunch of stuff for us here at the station, and they always take a good care of us. Minuteman Press, located at 2900 Innsbruck Drive in Reading. Call 221-0400. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, hopefully, with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Healthcare and retail among sectors of the economy leading the way in job creation last month. Labor Department reports a total of 315,000 jobs added across the economy in August. That compares with the addition of 528,000 jobs in July. Now, there was a hiring slowdown. The unemployment rate, 3.7%, compared with a 3.5% rate the month before. President Biden claims that American democracy is under assault. In his political speech last night, Mr. Biden once again blaming it all on former President Trump and his tens of millions of supporters.
In a speech from outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the president issued a warning.
Equality and democracy are under assault.
And he didn't mince words.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Mr. Biden appealed to the nation to remain optimistic and have the courage and commitment to preserve American democracy. In a pre-speech rebuttal, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accused the president of trying to disparage hard-working Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth sees the Biden address as a big political misstep, one that he predicts will backfire on the president and the Democrats.
The speech tonight is a campaign speech, a corrosive campaign speech that will not win votes, but will lose Mr. Biden any opportunity at a spot of fond remembrance in American history.
A mask mandate returning to UC Berkeley, but this one is not for COVID. This one is for students who haven't had a flu shot. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street this morning following release of the jobs report. The Dow's up 263 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747.
UN experts are at Europe's largest nuclear power station, smack in the middle of a war zone in Ukraine. The BBC's Hugo Bishega reports from Kiev.
Five inspectors remain at the plant that's been at the center of concerns about a possible nuclear accident. They're assessing whether the facility has been damaged after weeks of shelling in the area. They're also monitoring the conditions under which the Ukrainian technicians are operating. It's still not clear what the inspectors managed to see yesterday and how long they'll be allowed to stay. Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said the team had visited key locations and gathered important information. but there was still a lot to be done.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky complains that independent journalists were barred from covering the inspector's visit. And he says that allows the Russians to present a one-sided version of what's going on at the nuclear plant. News and analysis, townhall.com. Another high-profile, highly suspicious death in Russia.
Russian news reports say the chairman of the board of Russia's largest private oil company fell out of a hospital window and died. The circumstances of Ravil Maganov's death were unclear. He was chairman of the board of Lukoil, which was one of the few Russian companies to publicly call for the end of Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Lukoil statement said Maganov passed away after a severe illness but did not give details. The state news agency TASS says Maganov committed suicide while being treated at Central Clinical Hospital. Keith Peters reporting.
Another day with no drinkable water and in many cases no water at all for residents of Jackson, Mississippi. Efforts ongoing to get the city's flood-damaged water treatment facilities back online. Some residents say the water problems in Jackson have been building for a number of years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is Friday morning, September 2nd. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give me a call at 605-4567. It's Friday. It's not Thursday. This is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are off on assignment, and I'm your host this morning. I'm hopeful that Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to call in and share the next hour with me. Otherwise, I'm hopeful that somebody out there is listening and they're going to give me a call and help me with some topics to continue on in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the top nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health and is fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Certified Joint Commission on Advanced Primary Stroke Facility. Our team consists, provides preventive care and screening of high-risk patients. So that's our local hospital, great service, and we appreciate them so much. And they've been a sponsor here for a long time. It's now 74 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of only 105, low of 69. On Saturday, a high of 101. Saturday night, a low of 71. Sunday, a high of 106. Sunday night, 72, mostly clear. Hot all through the weekend. And on Labor Day, 108, a low of 77. Tuesday, a high of 108. And a low of 77. And then, unfortunately, it's sticking up in those high hundreds all through next week, all through next Thursday. So there's got to be some relief in sight someplace along the line. But please be safe and out there and try to hydrate, avoid the heat whenever possible, and don't overexert. Be very, very careful of what you're doing. You know, I got a four-day holiday here for a lot of people, or a three-day holiday. Don't be doing too much out in the yard that causes sparks, and you know, be very careful about starting any fires. We do have some high fire danger working. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. So, like I said, I'm hopeful that Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to call in this morning and we can talk about some stuff going on back in...
Hey, Trish, real quick.
Yes.
It is actually also National Lazy Moms Day.
Oh, great! Lazy Moms Day. You can just grab a book and sit back and maybe have an early cocktail. Lazy Moms Day. We all deserve that. With the kids just going back to school low and everything, it's not a good time for moms to be lazy. All that hustling boys to get kids back in school. talked to a lot of young mothers recently that the expense of gym clothes and this book and that book, and if they want to be in the drill team and they want this and the hustle and bustle to get back to school, one of the more, a lot of the other things that are adding to the cost of everything kind of went up this year. And we certainly got a conversation there about all kinds of issues with clothing and just the cost of everything is really going up. If you have anything on your mind that you'd like to talk about, I'd certainly appreciate a reprieve. You can give me a call at 605-4567. We got, you know, a whole bunch more. This is the really scary time of the year in government. It's kind of, I'm glad when their legislative session is over and they go home, because at least they can't be doing anything to us at that point. And there's a whole rack of bills that are sitting on the governor's desk. The California lawmakers spent the legislative session, and especially the past 3 days, passing thousands of measures and rejecting many others. The process that the bills go through down there is an interesting one, because they start out with a bill, and it might, I mean, be about the weather, let's say. And as it goes through the process, and it goes through the committee system, and then it's passed out of this committee and passed to another committee, and each one of those steps, the bill changes a little bit, and they put amendments into it, and they take things out, they change the thing, and when you come out at the other end of that meat grinder, and specifically right before, the time that it actually gets to the governor's desk and gets passed by either the House or the Senate, it can go through such a total, complete change that there just simply isn't anything left of the bill that we thought was going to be about the weather. And that bill before the governor could actually be totally, something totally different. There's even a period, and I've forgotten all the details of it, but there's actually a period where legislature can gut the bill, throw anything in it, doesn't go through a committee, and end up on the governor's desk with something that we just absolutely know nothing about. So that's kind of a scary process, and we never know for sure. So we do have a phone call. Good morning, Jerry. What's on your mind? Jerry?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. What's on your mind? Hello, Jerry?
School board.
School board, perfect.
Yes,
that's a great subject.
School board's on my mind.
All right.
School boards.
We have a lot of people running for school boards out there. I went over that a little bit yesterday. There's a lot of, if you're in the area of a school board, you need to be paying attention, find out who's running, and get out and vote.
Anyway, Greg Gutfeld told me on the television that I was among a group.
Hello? Jerry, you're not coming through. Have we lost our connection, Nathan?
I think it's just gone quiet. He's gone.
Okay. Well, so good subject, though. You know, the school boards, yesterday we looked at, there's a lot of local elections coming up, not the least of which are a lot of our school boards around here. So whatever school district you're in, you know, even if you don't have children or grandchildren, something you need to pay attention to and be aware of, because this is where our children are being taught or indoctrinated, whichever you'd prefer to think, and we need to pay attention to what they're being taught and who's teaching it, and the school boards have some control over that curriculum and how they're being taught. So it's an important thing. I've talked for years about a lot of people just, if they vote at all, they only vote at the presidential election. They don't bother to get involved at their local elections. And that's really kind of sad. So it looks like we've got Jerry back on the board again. Okay, Jerry's back.
Jerry, go.
Go, Jerry.
Here I is.
Okay.
Technology overwhelmed me. Anyway, I was wondering if we had any conservatives on the Shasta Reading School Board. Have we ever had any conservatives? Anyone running? And the reason I ask is that watching Greg Gutzall yesterday, he said that generally the parents know nothing about school boards and aren't involved. And we need to get involved. And so here I am involved.
Well, good for you. And actually, there, you know, there is, if you go to the election board and then look these people up, we have to find out. I'm not, gosh, you know, Shasta County has a plethora of school boards. We have many school districts, been a topic of conversation for many years about perhaps consolidating some of those school boards. The local little towns and jurisdictions don't want to do that because they like that local control. But having said that, they want the local control, but then they don't get involved. Nobody runs for school board. We do have a lot of people out there right now. So if you go to the Shasta County Elections Department, you can look at all of the different school boards and the people that are running. And then look them up. Call them. Find out, are you conservative? Are you? What do you believe in? What are you going to, well, what are your ideas about the school's education? And then get out and vote. But make sure you're registered to vote and get involved.
If I went to a school board meeting, and I've never been to one, but if I live in downtown Reading,
uh-huh.
If I went to my school board meeting, and I stood up and asked them, how many of you are conservative, what would happen?
I have no idea, but it's worth giving it a try.
That way I could ask them in math, you know, instead of playing full tag with them and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's a good idea. Just go, and they have an open time period. And so I think that's a great idea. So go and do that and give me a call. And then let me know what you find out.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry. All right. This portion of the show is brought to us by, I don't know. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay. Casey and R. Shasta Ready.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win. Win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
In the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you
enjoy. And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm a little slow on the pickup here today, so I'm not paying attention. Give us a call at 605-4567. I know you're in the chat room there at KCNR1460.com. If you got some questions, pass them on to Nathan, and we'll talk about those things. This portion of the show brought to us by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreation opportunities, the beautifully designed community. It is located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge, as well as close shopping in the Hilltop area, downtown Reading. The staff goes above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. A gourmet chef provides delicious meals, a full-time activity director with a variety of programs, and they're pet-friendly. So see River Commons can do for you and contact them at 238-5981. Leave behind all those problems and just move in. Have somebody take care of your needs. Oh, we have another phone call. We'll go to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to share a resource. I know back in the day, you and Sharon Clark with Home Helpers had a show regularly. I think it was Thursdays, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I like what you're talking about is, you know, what are some resources, and I have one to offer with Dignity Health Connected Living. It's a caregiver registry. I've been on the list for several years. I'm looking at a list from February, and this is a list anyone can purchase for $10. It lists independent providers. They've got their own skill set. I'm looking at two where there's some handymen, but it's looking like it's mainly some female providers. And if people want that information, they can contact Marilyn, who's the supervisor of this list. And that number is 530-223-6034. That's 530-223-6034. Very handy because these folks list what area they might be serving, whether it's Cottonwood, Anderson, Red Bluff, Redding. I'm in the Shasta Lake area, and if people want to contact me for any other information, I'm at 530-247-3925. And like I said, there's people that will do child care, pet care, hospice, cooking, cleaning, shopping, driving. Lots of people have let go of their vehicles because of the expense.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody wants to do an Uber Lyft situation or whatnot, so sometimes they want to have people that are, to be on this list, you have to be fingerprinted by the DOJ. You have to do a DMV printout to make sure you are a safe driver or at least have a good record. And references, of course. Some people are bilingual. It's a fantastic service. So.
Oh, great information, Lori. Thank you.
Let people know it's still around.
Yeah, you know, it's the services are difficult to access. much more than they used to be, but the information is still out there. That's really good information. Give that phone number one more time.
To, Marilyn, she's the supervisor coordinator, and that's 530-223-6034. Very friendly, helpful people. I know they had a big program out there before, you know, all the lockdowns were happening. But this is through Dignity Health called Connected Living. It used to be Golden Umbrella, for those
right.
that are familiar with that. And their office, if you need to either pick up the application or they'll mail it to you, whatever, they're over there at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive, Reading, 96003. So, yeah, thanks for letting me make that
That's great information, Lori, because I know there's a lot of the seniors out there that are constantly looking for somebody to help with a little something. As you age, it's difficult to get things done.
It is, and you're just like, who do I start calling?
And it's and getting somebody to show up.
Exactly, and it's always good to have, you know, people should be providing their resume, references, if they are on CPR, first aid. I mean, just the usual super basic things that you would do. But I think it's great when people can get a good match, and sometimes maybe it's just a post-op surgery thing and you only need help for, you know, a few visits or a month or
right.
something, so it's not long-term. It's not even a guaranteed employment and everything. It's just at will, and if you're a good match. So that's how that goes. Because I know there's services in town, too, but I'll be honest, it's almost double the fee if people, you know, can do it on their own. And that is what I hear from people saying, that they can't afford some of these professional agencies because of the fee, the cost.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks so much, Lori.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good holiday weekend.
All right. Same to you. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, we do have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the phone now. Good morning, Dr. Congressman LaMalfa. You're saving my life here.
Sounds like Chris. Hi, Chris.
It is Trish. It is. And Doug and or Carl and Linda are off for the weekend, and so I was hoping I wasn't going to have dead air for the rest of the morning. What's going on in Washington, D.C.?
I got outside doing my chores this morning and lost track of the time. So.
Okay, so you're on the West Coast?
Yes, the best coast, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, okay. All right, so what's going on?
DC's in recess.
That's always good news because you can't be doing anything to us.
Well, even better, yeah, Sacramento finished up a couple nights ago, too, so they can't do anything for 3 months until, you know, sometime in January. So.
Yeah, but there's a whole list of stuff on the governor's desk that is very onerous, although some of the stuff didn't make it that I was glad to see. Didn't get through to his desk, but there's enough there to cause us lots of problems. But I have
only the most extreme of the extreme didn't make it. But,
yeah,
exactly.
Right. I have a question, and we talk about constantly when the Republicans take over, we're going to investigate. Is there any ability for the House to do anything besides have their hearings? And listen to people. Can you go out and actually do anything to besides impeach somebody that is constructive and make these people actually account for their wrongdoings?
Well, it does. It certainly exposes what's going on when the other branches aren't doing the job. And then, you know, as we're seeing with the current regime there, that you may see recommendations for indictment. And you might see people go to trial. Well, that would be under this current Department of Justice with, you know, Merrick Garland and that crew there. So, you know, they may not immediately respond to what Republicans have, whatever findings they have with, as a result of these investigations. But we'll put it out there. And
But the House
itself
doesn't.
It'll be in front of the American people. It'll be up to the DOJ. To prosecute if something is findable there, you know.
Unfortunately, though, Doug, if we don't have the media to tell the people what you're talking about, what the Republicans are doing back there, and actually I pay attention to the different committee hearings that are actually going on, that some good stuff is coming out of, but the media never reports it if it isn't on the side of the Democrats.
We do need a media that is unbiased in these things. That's why we have Trish Clark on Friday sometimes. We have Carl Lindo. We have, it isn't easy. It certainly isn't easy right now. But,
no.
A lot of people have discredited, the media sources they've been used to, you know, growing up or what have you. and are looking at other forms. You know, there's lots of other forms of information that can be out there. Now, the left is going to discredit them and say, oh, these are just a bunch of right-wing crazies or this or that. But, you know, that's why we have to be strong and, you know, not listen to that and go. A lot of it is just go with your gut, you know.
Yeah.
You hear or see what's going on. Does it sound right to you? Does it seem right to you? You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can't prove, and the pride is privatism. Heck, it's even hard for me to get to some of the real information in our position because the media obscures it and the committees obscure it. And the Democrat majorities, they don't want certain things asked about. So with the Republican majority in the House next year, we're going to ask all the questions that need to be asked and haven't been asked about January 6th. You know, we need to have a whole lot more questions about why did Ashley Babbitt get shot inside that, you know, hey, she shouldn't have been there, right? Shouldn't have been there. But that's not a death penalty. And, you know, all these misnomers about that five police were killed at the Capitol or like that, this is a flat Democrat lie. And so, you know, I mean, that's just January 6th. There's plenty of other things they need to be looking into as well. Pfizer needs to be held accountable. I mean, they just pushed through another emergency use variation of the injection. Pfizer. The last one hasn't even been made a market item yet. It's still in an emergency use formula. I mean, it's been approved. They're still using the emergency formula. They're not using the brand name, which brand names also incur liability and accountability.
Right.
So the game continues to be played on that side. Those are questions we need to ask on Fauci. Just because Fauci's going to retire in December doesn't mean his little skinny rear end's going to get away with the sailing off into the sunset without answering questions.
That's good to know, Doug. We're gonna take a break real quickly, and then we'll be right back after these messages with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
A hundred years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR1460.com, in the chat room, or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Chris Clark. It's Friday, so not to be confused with Thursday. Carl and Linda are out for the long weekend. And we're visiting with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So the election's coming up. How's everything looking, Doug?
Well, you know, elections are always, can be a bit of a wild card. Like, we had a race up in Alaska the other day.
Yeah.
To replace our good colleague who passed away, a friend of mine named Dog Young. And so, that's a pretty strong Republican state, but they kind of did the old, circular firing squad, and they had, during a special election, it isn't like, maybe a more typical one where you line up a Democrat and a Republican in the, runoff election. They have a system that's called ranked voting or something. You rank the candidates on the ballot by, you know, I like this one best, like this one second best, third best. But the dumb thing about it is we had two equally matched Republicans that each got about, say, I don't know, 35% of the vote, maybe 30 each. I don't remember the number. And so the Democrat managed to gain 35 or maybe 40% of the vote. And so since it was a special election, one shot, and the ranked voting, the number one, number two, the Democrat, however the math works, came out on top. So we have to have a Democrat up there for 4 months. And that gives, until the regular election is held this November. And it gives Democrats 2 months of incumbency to say, hey, look how great I am. You ought to just keep me here.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Does that mean the Republicans are going to blow the seat up there? We had one not too different from that happened up in upper New York, too, that had been a Republican seat. So all of us out here that want to assume, like, oh, yeah, we're going to have the majority, like, you can't assume anything.
No.
We got to knuckle down, and you got to run every race and bring them home. So
we did that in the state of California with this weird balloting that we end up the top two candidates and can end up, certainly in California, with two Democrats running against each other in every important election.
Yeah, that's certainly possible here if we have a really weak Republican candidate in a given race, you know. And we've had several of those on state legislative races, some for the Assembly, maybe. You know, I haven't kept track of all of them, but sometimes it's a close call. It might even happen for the high-up races. But we don't have the ranked voting where it goes, you know, first, second, or third choice. And that usually seems to somehow go against Republicans. I don't know why, but Republicans, you know, need to wise up when we're going to place candidates on the ballot. And
think that you hit the nail on the head, Doug, because we continue to – if you notice when the Democrats are out there running, they don't bloody each other up like we do. When you go for the primary, they get out there, and our Republican candidates have a bad habit of exposing everything that the Democrats can use on them when you get to the general election. And we got to stop doing that. Get together and decide that we're going to run and mount a challenge against the Democrats. Just, I'm going to ask one other question, though, and then I'll let you go a minute. But, I mean, you know, if we don't straighten out the election, you're never going to convince me that election in 2020 was legit. You're not going to ever get there. If we don't get to the bottom of how they can stop cheating to win elections, I don't see how we ever progress to winning elections again on the Republican side.
Well, you know, elections are held state by state, and the results are compiled when you're talking to presidential. But elections are state-level issues, and, of course, they break down from there to counties and cities and districts and things like that. So each state has to decide how it's going to, bolster the integrity of their elections, and is that important to them or not? So you saw with several states, they did upgrade their election rules after 2020. You saw that in Georgia.
Yeah.
You saw how Georgia was vilified around the country. You know, the silly baseball all-star game was, set to be held there in 2021. And they, these corporate weasels, like at Major League Baseball and a lot of other corporate issues, we must move this game out of here because we can't support Georgia having made voting harder for people of color and people of, the downtrodden and all this and all that, which is complete nonsense. It's made up nonsense that they get away with. The Democrats get away with it. The media doesn't call them out on it. And half the people believe it. Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe we are making it harder for people of color and people of downtrodden communities to, use the buzzwords. But it really isn't the case. And you see people interviewed on the street, I've seen clips where, some man on the street interview, they're asking black folks, so is it hard to get an ID? Is it really difficult? Is it hard to present an ID for things? Like, no, what are you talking about? They're insulted by this.
Well, of course they are. They should be.
That might be in one of these, so we don't need mail-in ballots everywhere. That COVID was manipulated. Oh, my gosh, people might die if they go to the polls. This is just the kind of crap that they push all the time, and so the illegitimacy of some of the way elections are run, like in Pennsylvania, where they violated their own laws by just a stroke of a pen and putting in extra provisions there that the legislature didn't pass. At least California, when they went to an all-mail ballot, the legislature actually sat down and legislated the bill. It wasn't Newsom just doing it. He started to, but there was people smart enough here somehow to see that, no, that's not going to play. We could open this up for litigation. So Pennsylvania could be. Georgia improved their voting laws. The funny thing, they moved the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Colorado's voting laws are still even more tight than what some of the ones are that are talking to us about Georgia.
Right.
So the Major League Baseball looks silly moving to an even more, quote-unquote, restrictive voting criteria in Colorado. So it's all just for game. It's all for show, and it's to obscure what the facts are. You scare people or make the legislators at the state levels maybe afraid to do it or whatever, or justify when they don't. And it's all nonsense. So people have to be able to sift this out. So I think some states have improved their process. There's going to be a lot more scrutiny than had been. And when you have, Dinesh D'Souza, for example, making that movie called 2,000 Mules.
Exactly.
It doesn't necessarily prove anything, but it shows that there's a lot of places that are need to have questions, need to have looked at. So,
well, I think
I'm going to get called all sorts of names, an insurrectionist and a guy that wants to overthrow the government or whatever because I dared question things on that day. I heard the Democrat opponent on one of your ads a minute ago. He's going to try and claim that I'm for protecting democracy and all this stuff. It's like, well, we aren't a democracy for one. A democracy perhaps on election day is maybe what it is, but true democracy, you know. That all said, there's been plenty of other times where the Democrats, when they're contesting certain states during the electoral vote count each January, Barbara Boxer popped up and wanted to contest George W. Bush's election, I think, in Ohio. And there was a vote on it, So is she a seditionist? Is she an insurrectionist? you know, I mean, it'd be the same charge. It's all just nonsense, man. And that's basically, you know, when they come after me in this campaign, I think the newspapers are going to write it. My opposition's going to be throwing it around. So it's like, well, you know, bugger off, guys. I was doing my job on that day.
Well, and you know, Doug, the thing that people have to, I constantly say on a regular basis, you can't make this stuff up. How ridiculous does the things that this administration is doing, how ridiculous do they have to get before people start saying, you can't, you know, what are you doing here? The whole pandemic thing, all the things that they told us all the way through that, the World Health Organization, CDC, all of them, they've all come out now and pretty much said, yeah, forget it. Whatever we told you, we really didn't mean, and it was all made up. And yet nobody's reacting to that.
Are people listening to their common sense? Are they listening to their little voice?
I don't think so.
Is this really passing the smell test? Because they did a really great job of instilling a lot of fear on this COVID nonsense.
They absolutely did.
Real pieces to the COVID deal. We didn't know for the first few weeks, like, what should we be doing here? So the shutdown, whatever, for 2 weeks, I'll give it four, okay? Give it four. But after a point there, you know, smart people can start saying, all right, this is kind of the direction this is going to go. And we know they manipulate statistics on death. They admit it later.
Yeah.
They get caught later on, like, how many people die from this. And it's, and what it boils down to is, like, it's a similar ratio as people with other comorbidities, other illnesses that, you know, unfortunately might be toppled by a bad bout with the flu or some other thing. You know, that this got them too. Now, this is probably more severe than all of that, but it doesn't mean we had to shut down our whole country to do it. And because, look, we had government dictating and deciding what's essential and what isn't. They had people deciding which aisle you can go down in the grocery store, the department store, all those aisles.
And which direction you can go in.
And which direction those silly dots on the floor are pointing. I mean, they really did a good job of getting people hysterical over this. I'm walking down the street in Washington, D.C., me and my staff, we don't have a mask on outside, you know, months into the thing. A guy walking up sees us and goes, oh, my gosh, and runs out in the street to walk around us because in passing by, he might get it from us. You know,
you
so we've done a really good job of scaring the crowd out of people, and it needs to stop. But
it
also
does.
People, you talk about, when are people going to wake up to, they have to trust something besides what they're seeing out there on media. They have to, and you know, Chris, the medical community hasn't been extremely helpful on this either.
They're protecting themselves. Doug, we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come right back, but this is a good conversation about common sense. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can
depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
That's Carl's, like, really great song, and I always enjoy it, too, because I love to dance. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR1460.com in the chat room. And you can give us a call at 605-4567 if you've got a pressing question for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This is Trish Clark. It's Friday, so you're not confused. It's not Thursday anymore. So Congressman LaMalfa, got 10 minutes here. What can you tell us that will give us a really great feeling for coming into the long weekend?
Well, there's plenty of that stuff, yes. So I think, you're seeing a resurgence amongst the American people of wanting things to be in a normal way, wanting things to be productive and good for their families. And they're pushing back much more so on what's going on in their schools, their kids are being subject to, and taking more notice of how government hasn't been really serving them very well. When you talk about, we were talking about the COVID business earlier,
mm-hmm.
and government shutdowns. I mean, look at our electrical grid. People are asking more questions about this sort of thing, but they got to keep it up. They got to keep working through the election to change things. And this Biden crew doesn't seem to have the interests of America with these porous borders and the inflation and our energy situation. I mean, we're going to have the hottest days of the season are going to come up this next week.
Yes.
So people are going to have to kind of hold on to their hat here and figure out how to get through this because if we have electrical shutdowns, that's going to be tough on folks. So, keep some water in your bathtub and, try and get out and maybe got a friend with a pool or a place you can go stay cool at, whatever, do those things. But,
we saw
a stroke in Sacramento the other day is that they had slated the shutdown of our nuclear power plant we have in the state. PG&E owns the one down at San Luis Obispo.
Right.
They were going to force that to be closed just because, it makes no CO2. We're all caught up in all the CO2 business. Well, guess what? It became obvious to somebody we're going to be in an even bigger problem if we take 9%. Catch this. 9% of the electricity comes from that one plant.
Wow.
To deduct 9% from a power grid during this upcoming week here, there'd be a lot of people in big trouble. So the legislature figured it out that they preserved that power plant for at least another 5 years, so we'll have a not even worse problem. So, you know, things seem to be moving a little bit, Trish.
Well, I think you're right. And I certainly at the local level, there's been a lot of conversation about Shasta County and how we've kind of gone over the rails, if you listen to some sides of the liberal media and what have you. But in reality, what we've got here is a bunch of people that are finally getting interested, paying attention, showing up at their board meetings, showing up at city council meetings and board of supervisors and school boards and paying attention for the first time. I think it's exciting. I don't disagree.
I don't agree with
everything they're going, but by God, at least they're getting involved.
I'm glad to see the board has opened up the meetings. They're having them at times of the day that people can come. And, you know, when if you sit up there on that dais and are not, don't want to hear what the people have to say, then you gotta be rethinking what you're doing here. Because, you know, before all the COVID nonsense, and we'll get them going again one of these days when people are confident. But we had town hall meetings all over the district. Some of them go well, some of them, you know, you have some yelling matches, but you still got to do them and give people a chance. And hopefully by the time that you, even if it's a really difficult meeting, by the end, people at least understand where you're coming from. If they listen long enough to do that, you know, then you can get through things. So glad to see that. And people speaking out, you know, going more and more to the school board meetings, people are attending them. I went to a little one in Chico last night, listened to a little deal going on there. Heck, Ron DeSantis down in Florida, he's taking interest in helping elect school boards at the local level there. They're going to push things the right direction. This is a governor with a big booming voice doing that. So that's pretty exciting because this grassroots part of it really matters a lot. So much.
I have a little experience in serving at the local level. And I remember that was the secret. I was in my district. I was out there. I always maintained that if you don't talk to the people that you represent and on a one-to-one basis, hear their concerns, how can you possibly make good decisions based on what they want you to do if you don't have any idea who they are?
I could find Trish Clark at almost anything I went to in South County, you know?
Well, 20-plus years I served and enjoyed it, but I can't imagine doing it without being willing to listen to the people. Because if you can't be doing a good job if you're not.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but if you can listen through it, understand each other a little bit better, like, well, you know what? That, you know, it gives both sides something to think about.
It does. Sometimes you just have to.
That's why this lockdown business of people not being able to access their government, you know, when we have to have committee hearings in D.C. or, you know, the chambers closed in Shasta, whatever, that is not going to get the best results because there's nothing like being in the same room with the same people and looking at each other, you know, picking up the body language, whatever it is, of having a real discussion. It doesn't happen over Zoom because half the time people are showing up, or they're not showing up, right? Or they're sitting there in their sweats or something.
Yeah.
It's not a serious situation, and it's not a mindset that really underlines the seriousness of it. So I'm glad to see we're turning the tide, and people are thinking more for themselves on, you know, on all this, on the shutdowns, on, you know, getting the darn jab, you know. It's just, you know, as they have a new formula out, well, I hope people will just obediently run out and take it. Get some real answers before you do that, because
we need to really get to the bottom of some of these things, and I'd love to see a real look at all of these young people that are dropping dead on the fields all over, soccer, basketball, football, you name it. We've got to be asking the questions, and I don't know the answer, but are they connected to the vaccine? We need to be asking that question and making sure. We need to know that.
They seem to obscure it.
They don't even mention it.
To find out. No, it's all like, oh, it can't be this. Like, well, these are the questions we can ask in the Republican majority, not because it's partisan or Republican, but we see that that the left has aligned with this misinformation on that. And why would they do that? Why is it even a partisan issue yet? It seems to be. You go into a crowd there and, heck, 9 out of 10 of them that are wearing masks are probably Democrats, and the 9 out of 10 that aren't probably Republicans, or they've gotten over it. You know, I mean, it's sad that the phone is that way. You can see that the lines are drawn because I think in the beginning when this virus broke out, they thought as a way to take down Trump, and to a degree it worked, and that's pretty sick. So
yeah,
I hope that keeps motivating people.
Well, and I hope it can, they've tried everything under the sun, last few comments here, to take down Trump, and he obviously just scares them to death. I hope they're not successful. I happen to believe, and I don't think I'm alone in this, that at this point in time, he is the only person that can possibly, that's already proven he has the stamina to put up with what they've handed out, and perhaps right this ship in a right direction. I'm really hoping that he runs and he wins and we get a majority of Republicans this time who will back him and put into legislation all the good things he did the first 4 years.
Well, it's the extreme importance of this 2022 election is that a Republican majority in the House and hopefully the Senate too can stop a lot of the just crazy and harmful things that the Biden administration and his minions are trying to do. I'm battling with his administration right now and trying to get the water turned back up in the Klamath. These farmers have crops in the field. They had their water turned off about 10 days ago. And there's extra water in the lake above what the so-called fish needs are that needs to be turned loose on that. So right now, I'm actually going to make that call next. It's the last ditch effort to try and get this water turned back on. Otherwise, we're going to raise hell on the losses in the federal government. I guess better write checks, you know. That's not what they want to do. That's not what we want. We need the food. Trish, the shelves, we're starting to see some empty shelves here and there on the food stores. Or, of course, we're seeing skyrocketing food prices, which really affects middle and low-income folks since they have to go and deal with that. And the same people, the Democrats, always seem to be saying that we're on the side of, like, well, they're not actually. Republicans are the ones.
Doug, we got to go. We're on the last thing here. Thanks so much for calling in, and certainly that water issue is huge in South County. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're gonna be gone over the weekend. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate all of you at KCNR 96.5 FM. We're gone for the weekend. God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.